Welcome to the beginning of part two for Father's Day Represented. Thank you again for joining us, and it gets a little bit spirited. We run into a question that's brought up. We all have our heartfelt opinions about it. Just wanted to let everybody know that regardless of what opinion was presented, everybody has their right to express that opinion. I feel honored to give people the platform to express that opinion, regardless of whether you agree with it or not. I hope you enjoy. Thank you again for my guests, Jonathan, Jose, Mike, for joining me for Father's Day. Thank you for joining me for the Father's Day episode. And thank you guys for tuning in, appreciating the content that we create for you guys. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah. If I may, I want to touch on a subject based on a line that you just said right now about your father. So, a little backstory: my mom is a single mom, had myself and my sister raised us the best she could, and I want to go on record and say that lady is the best mother in the world, hands down.
Any
God bless.
God bless.
But, God bless.
But with that being said, respectfully, my mom can never be a dad. She can be the best mother, but that role of a father figure, I had to find somewhere else.
Right.
Not to take away from anything she did, her raising, everything. Couldn't have done any better than she did.
Speak on it.
But that father figure is irreplaceable. 100%. So when I see things like nowadays,
I think I know where you're going with this.
With the, I want to wish a happy Father's Day to my home girl. It irks me because, number one, you're hijacking an event that was designed for the people that are there and making it about you. And number two, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you will never replace a father. You can be an amazing mother, but a father figure, you can't do it. You're not built that way. Physically.
Mentally.
Just
emotionally.
All of it.
Like, I'm telling you, like,
all listen. Of it. You can't. And going back to your story about your father telling your mom, I'm not ready. I feel like we have a lot of men out here that get stuck on the I'm not ready and think that things have to be perfect before they have a child, that it kind of gets in the way of just jumping in and being a father. So I know there's two different things with the mother wanting to be fathers and the father's not using the I'm not ready. I don't want to say it's an excuse, but it's easy to get lost in the I'm preparing, and then you never really jump in to be a father. Touching on the ladies that wish other ladies a happy Father's Day, if you notice, it's never the kid that grew up that says, I want to wish my mom a happy Father's Day. It's always another woman wishing another woman. Which brings my point. How can you determine that this person was a good father, that this lady was a good father, when you're not even the offspring? How do you know?
Yeah, I'll double down. I actually think the fact that women think that they're so less good fathers, I think Father's Day should be more important.
It's so special to be a good man, right? Like, it's like Haley's comment.
5 minutes to get a fucking table at a restaurant,
right?
Because it's Father's Day.
Listen, one time I was trying to make a joke. We went out for Father's Day. She's like, "Well, look, the restaurant's empty." I'm like, "Just the way I like it.
Just the way
I'm supposed to be having a fit that I'm waiting 2 hours for a table."
So man cave.
I'm running into it now. I know exactly what I want too, ma'am. Let me.
I've run into a whole bunch of social media posts about the single Mother's Day that Father's Day has become.
I mean, imagine if you, as a father, hijack Mother's Day.
I'm doing it next year.
The hate that you will receive by labeling yourself a great mom. Oh, happy Mother's Day to me because I've been both.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get clapping hands.
Okay,
you're not going to get, as a man, you're not going to get people cheering you in the comment section saying, you go, dude, you did it all by yourself. It's not going to happen. No.
You're
going to look at you with disgust.
You have your moment in May.
They're going to look at you as,
like, you stay home all day?
You have a moment in May.
The word escapes me, but you have every right to say that, definitely. But the reason why, now playing devil's advocate, is that there are a lot of fucking dudes out there that are not worth their salt as a man.
Now this is Jose speaking. You're absolutely right. Okay, no. You're a devil's advocate. You're absolutely right. There are dudes there, man. I hear certain scenarios that I'm like, you see, this is why these freaking women don't want to celebrate.
I know personally some.
I'm like, wow, bro, you really messing it up.
You know them personally, but I'll share a story with you, because there was a point in time where I lost my job as a paralegal. I'm basically finding myself. I'm going back to college. I go the route. My wife is working her job. We have the kids. I'm, you know, doing my best to handle them. I get on public assistance. And I don't know if I shared that story with her. But one of those times where you got to go get in line to get in, to get an interview, to do your thing, to whatever. Go through the process.
Right.
I'm in the fucking line. I'm one of the rare guys that are in the line to do that sort of thing, because the majority of the people in the line are all female.
All female. So you really stand out right now.
Exactly. And I'm the one that's standing out. And I don't look like a bum-ass dude or whatever. But I'm in the line. One of the women, she's on the phone. She's on the phone, I guess, with the father of her child. And she flips out. Something happens. I don't remember the details. But I remember the end result of the phone call was her screaming out in this huge area where we're waiting online to be seen to get a ticket number to deal with what we have to deal with. And she basically says, I hope this motherfucker dies. I wish this guy... Why don't this fucking guy die? Why don't he just... I don't have to fucking deal with him anymore.
Wow.
It opens the eyes of that, regardless of how women can be with men, again, playing devil's advocate, is what is driving them. Because that's the thing. And I hate that women are marginalized and gaslighted to the point where they're not believed in why they're dealing with these sort of emotions of who put them through. But I saw it there firsthand. She was put through this through another person who basically was probably the same age, who didn't really give a shit, but she has zero choice to decide where I need to be involved in this child's life. It is not an option for her. It was an option for him. So she flips out, hangs up the phone, and just like, it's like, I hope this motherfucker dies. Like, I can't wait till this motherfucker dies. Why don't he just fucking drop dead? So that it's one less stress for her to deal with. Again, the women who are listening to this, understand that whether you haven't been through it or you have, understand that regardless of what's been said or what we do say, we know that those who've been through the motions know that it's because of somebody who doesn't have your back with how we've had, like, my wife has my back, good and through the bad. And we go through our motions. I have her back. She has mine. And I'm sure you guys go through the same thing in certain instances, whether it's with or without. But regardless, it's to the women who, and I tip my hat to you, who have to deal with the men that do not hold a candle to what you have to deal with being a mother. And yes, Jonathan has a right point to be like, you cannot replace a man, but I feel you cannot replace a good man for Father's Day. You can't.
A good one.
A good woman can, opposed to a shitty fucking sperm donor. Yes. You have every right to say Happy Father's Day. But if you do have a good father in your life and you disregard him, he is well within his right to say, you cannot replace this man. You cannot, sideline this man to say that he has every right to say Happy Father's Day to myself because I am a good father. Right. You can't.
Can I interject?
Right ahead.
Because even on that day, they have the second Sunday in May.
I could give you the DR Mother's Day. First of all, can I have Apple acknowledge it on the calendar? Father's Day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Apple says Mother's Day on Mother's Day. They don't say Father's Day, bro. This shit is amazing to me.
Jonathan, what you got? I'm about to go in deep. And but to kind of rebuttal your statements here, you got to understand, right? The women that are pounding their chests and saying, yeah, Happy Father's Day to me. In a sense, you're being rewarded for cleaning up
some money
after you made a mistake of choosing the incorrect men to have a child with. I repeat, I understand.
I'm not fucking defending you.
I understand. No, listen,
that's not me, guys.
This world that a woman didn't want.
He's not drunk and he's not high.
Yeah. He's the only sober one here.
Let me unroll. You got me there. And there's gonna be people that are gonna feel, who is he to say these things and whatever.
I dare you.
I am who I am. And I stand on everything that I say. No. You make a choice. It was the wrong choice. You clean it up by being the best parent you can be. And I'm supposed to congratulate you for doing that? When you could have chose someone better that could have potentially made your life easier and made your experience of being a parent way better than the one that it is now. Because you see a Happy Father's Day as a, oh yeah, this is a celebration to this mother. I see resentment. All I see in that post is resentment, shade being thrown at whoever the gentleman may be. And like I said earlier, time and time again, every platform, news media, whatever outlets you can think of, we always hear 98% of the time the woman's side of the story. Yeah, and absolutely. We take it as golden. You're right. Nobody questioned, where is this man that you're speaking of? Where is this deadbeat? Why did he leave?
There's a lopsidedness. You're right.
So it's people are so
gone is wrong.
Yeah, people are so fast to just, oh yeah, fuck him. Yeah, you don't even know. You don't understand. There's two sides to every story, and until we hear it, I feel that we shouldn't be so quick to jump to judgment. And start congratulating people for, number one, cleaning up a mess that they made. And number two, all you're doing is taking away from the fathers that are there. All right? You're so quick to point out when things are inappropriate and not the right time for something when a man does it. Like, oh, this is not the time or the place.
I get.
But when you do it.
I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying, because it takes the attention someone who feels jaded by another person, well, meaning a woman who is jaded by another man and puts them in a position that they don't want to be in. The devil is in the details, but everybody ignores the devil. So everybody ignores the details. And you're right. But that's the thing. It's everybody's right. And everybody's wrong because no one digs into the details that shows why the person is in that emotional state. Because what kind of got me with that situation that I described is that this person is in a position because of another person, because maybe they were in that honeymoon state and they thought that everything was going to be like this is the motherfucker that I'm gonna ride through the sunset with.
Stuff. Yeah, like, yo, my God.
You know, it doesn't end up that way, and you are a dirty motherfucker, right. I am the mother and the father of this child.
Who stares that?
Again.
Yeah.
But again, no. You're right.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and drive. I'm gonna let you drive.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. No. You can't sideline another side because of that. Because you can't. I cannot sideline her, because if she grew up the way she did and not being able to realize that this is a dirty motherfucker that I can't go nowhere with, and then now I have to raise a child because of him and his lies, because I wasn't able to identify what he was saying to me as something that is gonna get me nowhere, then I can see how the blame could be on her. But it's too much systemic that it goes too far back. Okay. It goes too far back. It cannot be.
Wait.
I know it cannot be in the moment.
All right. Can I do something real quick? Stay with me here. What you just said right now, as far as. Because let's call it what it is. You made the excuse of maybe she was in the honeymoon stage.
No excuse. I'm kind of assuming, because I don't have all the facts. Right. Okay. I never had a conversation with her.
Right. Not specifically that woman. But just a general situation like that. She was in the honeymoon stage. She saw things that maybe didn't turn out that way, and it turned out to be wrong. And the guy was an asshole and whatever, and he left. Let's reverse that role. And a man.
I even see that one.
And a man made this assumptions of a woman, made a mistake and chose the wrong one.
But for what though?
Is he getting the same sympathy?
Because you wanted pussy.
Right? No.
Was he looking for the woman to end his life with?
No. It doesn't matter. What you don't understand where John is coming from. And I'm glad
I'm trying to.
Because the woman gets to have no accountability.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what the reason.
Exactly. That
she went in there and this happened.
But a systemic ignorance doesn't give them the right to just shit on another man.
No, that's not what he's talking about. That's what's been happening.
It may be the vape, but I'm just saying is that even though she doesn't have the ability to understand that this is not the right person for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you're trying to say that doesn't give her the ability to absolve herself. In a sense.
Is it accepted? Is it accepted from the woman to have made a mistake and then quote unquote clean it up by taking care
of the blame both roles? To bash him? No. To bash him, no.
It's not accepted?
No. I'm saying is that it doesn't give her the right. It doesn't give a woman the right to not to absolve herself and be like, you know, okay, I didn't make any mistake. No, everybody makes a mistake. Whatever decisions you make and whatever got you to where you're going to doesn't give you the right to say, I never made a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake, regardless of where you're at. It's not
recognized as a mistake when a woman is playing both roles.
That's the view of everybody else.
I see what you're saying, bro. Like the thing about it is,
it's almost embraced.
Accountability is a curse to these women, man. Like where he's coming from.
But nobody wants to be wrong.
No, you're right.
Nobody wants to be wrong.
Is
exactly. Everybody is.
And to his point,
when it gets to that point,
when it's time for women to be wrong, it's a completely different story.
Yes. Right.
The goalpost is moved.
I get that because nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody wants to be seen as the person to make a mistake, because as soon as you make a mistake, that negates your argument of whatever you're making.
And another thing that I wanted to touch on also is, look at the circle that you're creating. I'll never forget this. In high school, I had a basketball coach, and he was an older gentleman. And one day he showed up, and he had on a pair of Barclays. Now, at the time, Barclay sneakers started
34s?
Yeah, they came back out.
I had Ewings. I don't know about
Barclays. You bring it back now. Yeah, but real quick, were they the black ones or the white ones?
The white ones.
Oh, man.
They came back out, right? And he wore a pair to school, and we thought he was so cool. He couldn't understand why. Listen up. He couldn't understand why, because we, in his mind, we are amazed at a pair of shoes that he had since the early 90s.
it wasn't like a
It wasn't the re-release. It was the originals.
See, now I know why he wanted to be sober.
No, this is
and now. No. And now we're all high school kids, and we're amazed, and we're like, oh, that's dope. And he looks at us, and he goes, oh, these? Yeah, these are my old sneakers. What happens is that everything gets recycled, and it comes full circle.
Wow.
The sneakers came back around.
So how do sneakers tie into the women-men dynamic?
It ties into because what that woman is putting out, what she's showing that kid that she is now so proud to raise alone.
That she may or may not have the right to
display
that.
You're right. Now she's creating this full circle that would eventually repeat itself with this child. You have to understand, how many people don't we have out here walking the streets that we've encountered that are offsprings of a messed up relationship that don't know how to love?
Right.
And now they come and bump into you 18 years later, 20 years later in their life. You're not as fucked up as they are, but they touch you in a way.
But that goes, and you're absolutely right, because I cannot discount how your view is, because it goes back to my view that the devil is in the details that people ignore. Because some women are right and some women are wrong. Some men are right and some men are wrong. But because how we view it in society is that if we don't, yes,
no matter what,
that's the thing. That brings me to something that it was a lawyer that said it. I don't know if it was I forget her name, but I know she's only referred to as like George Clooney's wife. I don't know if it was her or somebody else. I don't know if it was her or somebody else, but it's basically said that the legal system is so atrociously.
Let's not even
leaning against that's the men,
especially in New York and the state of New Jersey.
But that's the thing, though. That's
terrible.
But that's the thing. Is that whether it's in the medical field, whether it's in the legal field, whether it's in certain fields, is that the deck is so stacked up against women and makes them so unbelievable. It negates the one is that their story is true. You're right. Because some men are so sidelined to the point where they're so desperate to be the father that they want to be, but they can't because the woman is edging them out in such a way that they cannot perform and be the father that they want to be.
Man.
Now, some women fight for that position because the man is not the man that they should have been for the child that they had together. But that's the thing that kills me. But wait, that's the thing that kills me, because the details are different. The details are different for every situation, because for where you have an asshole man that makes a woman look crazy because they're defending their ability to raise their child the right way, because the man is doing things to a point that drives them up the fucking wall. One side. Other side. The woman can amp the shit up to the point where the guy's like, yo, I'm trying to be a fucking father here. And
that's both sides. That's the same side.
No, it's not the same side.
That what you just said is the same side.
But have you ever met people in your life when you traveled that have the same personality? And I would jump ahead and say, no, you haven't. And when they're put in that position to deal with another person to raise a child, they're either having to fight against them, they work with them harmoniously, or they're being attacked by them. You don't know until you get into the details. Nobody wants to know the details.
But no, right. So real quick, I'm a numbers
guy. And it's always against the woman.
I like to look at things based on average. We quantify the world based on the law of average. We dignify people as being a certain way, whether it's smart, cute, talented, on average.
But that ignores the outliers.
That's why I call them outliers.
The outliers is not the norm.
Right.
They're the exceptions.
Right.
I say that to say, on average, who's the one causing the hell? Is it the quote-unquote deadbeat dad or the dysfunctional baby?
But they don't call it baby daddy drama.
But the shit is... You're taking a broadsword.
I'm taking analytics.
The thing is, you're taking a broadsword when you need a scalp. It happens. There's too much data out there that people don't go into the weeds with it. Get the right thing.
Well, we don't need that data for a conversation. It is what it is. In the same way women can talk about their opinion about us based on our representatives.
Yep.
We can do the same.
It could be leaned against, like, all men ain't shit.
Right.
For whatever reason.
You're not shit.
Exactly.
That's the other side.
That's the other side of the coin. So, men talking shit about women, and then women talking shit about men. Yeah. It's always a back and forth thing. Looks at the details.
Right, right. Now, I mean, there's always she's going to feel her way, the dude's going to feel her way. There's always going to be scenarios where the chick made a bad, poor judgment. There's always going to be a deadbeat dude, or vice versa.
Always.
And vice versa. So, it's just, sometimes it's even something where, like, maybe the female was raised without a dad. So they're trying to change their scenario.
Nobody cares to listen to them.
But sometimes they just don't say that. Because here's my thing, too, with females and stuff. I tell my wife, I'm not a psych. I'm not going to assume why you're mad at me.
What you need.
I'm not going. Yo, listen, I told her that from day one. I will never assume why you're mad at me or bothered by something I did or said. You're going to tell me what I did or said. Because here's another thing.
I'm not going to snitch on myself.
That's all. I'm not going to lie to myself. But at the same time, too, I'm not going to be here stressed out assuming what you're mad at me about. Which you might be mad about. Because the same thing what Mike said earlier. You're going to be mad 2 days later? Or the next day? So if it's not, then this is not worth the convo.
Doesn't matter.
Right. So... I understand Jonathan's point of view with the whole, bottom line is more of like, yeah, women have your day in May. Let us have our day in June. It's not a big deal. But believe it or not, we don't walk around like, oh, what y'all gonna do for me for Father's Day, Bobby? I do not care. As long as we find, we can go fine. We go to Applebee's. I'm fine with it. If we don't do nothing, I'm fine with it. You know what I'm saying? But don't take my day away. Y'all wilding out. I will fight y'all.
Y'all being the Hispanic men that you guys are, you guys are lucky because at least you still have Father's Day. Now we got Juneteenth.
What am I supposed to do? My holiday is
that
gone.
That completely took it away.
I'm supposed to compete.
You're not going to compete today.
With Juneteenth.
No way, bro. No way.
So,
no
way. Go say, slavery. Slavery.
That shit just saves their balance.
Okay, I'm going to look like an asshole because I want Father's Day.
There's only one day out of 365. I mean,
so going back full circle to my comment about, I'm not just going to throw out a statement there without offering a solution.
Right.
Number one, me being a guy, and number two, me being a dad. I suggest, and this is just my suggestion, you ladies don't have to do it, but you hate me already. Instead of taking it in the chest and just putting this all on yourself, let's say it happened. You have a child, the dad's not there, why don't you go out of your way to find him a father figure? Because if one thing that I know, personally speaking, being raised by a single mom, is that I had role models, I had father figures in my life that were not my biological father. If I may, let me give a shout out to my junior high school coach who passed away.
Speak on it.
Michael Crump was a male influence figure, and my uncle, Radamus Castillo.
Rest in peace.
No, he didn't die. He's alive.
The other dude.
Yeah, Michael Crump passed away. Radamus Castillo, he came into my life late, around the age of 14, but the impact that he's made
good
till today, I can say it formed who I turned out to be.
Good.
And these were people that my mom didn't necessarily reach out to and say, hey, I'm a single mom, could you, you know, step into this role?
It came naturally.
I sought them out because of what was missing from me as a child of a single mom.
Now, they showed all these traits through
being there, through teaching me life lessons,
showing rather than telling.
Yeah, right. And it's instead of boasting about how you're such a great father while being a mom, take into consideration that child physically needs a male present.
Right, they all do.
Let's consider less of how we're gonna celebrate when the opportunity comes to boast about being both, and let's take more time to actually finding a child who's being raised by a single mom, a male perspective, whether it be a coach, whether it be a uncle, a grandfather. Because, okay, it didn't work out with the father, but you can't tell me there's no other male around. Like I said earlier, I'm about numbers, and the chances of not being one single male around, not a teacher, not a coach, they're astronomical.
But that's, I get what you're saying, but in that vein, what I feel, and I hope I'm correct, I don't know, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. How a woman can say that would be, well, how a woman could feel like what you're saying is that, oh, you seek out somebody who can be the father figure to the children that you have because the one that helped you make them isn't there, is I have to do what I can to have somebody be the father figure to these children, and I have to seek them out, and they have to give a part of themselves up to have that, because some men can be opportunistic and say, okay, you want a father figure to these kids? Well, sweetheart, you got to give it up.
Well, not necessarily.
But that's a very dark part of the world.
It is. Because there's some...
That's some law and order shit right there.
Let me interject real quick. Yeah.
Because that's a scenario that somebody can see I have to give up a part of myself.
You're looking at it wrong.
My kids a man.
You're looking at it wrong because, number one, the mother doesn't have to voice out and say, hey, you, I need you to be a male figure. Just you bringing that child around that person is enough to influence this child. Now, mind you, I'm speaking from mind of a person that was raised by a single mom. My mom did not seek out my basketball coach. My mom did not seek out my uncle, but I was around them.
Yeah, but that's
she made sure that I showed up to practice every single day. And I was around that man.
But that's the shit about people using your words against you when you said that, why don't they just find somebody who can be there
someone does it can just be bringing
that was his coach.
Again, the details. Shit is lost.
But you assume
the details.
You assumed.
Not at that point we're assuming.
No, I understand what you're saying.
No, at that point we're assuming.
I get both sides. I get the side that would misconstrue what he's saying, but I get the side of what he's saying. I get both.
No, and I'm glad you brought it up because maybe it gave me a chance to clear it up to other people that may have seen it your way.
I don't want you to be misrepresented.
No.
I'm not talking to people.
Yeah.
We was in a conversation for a little while. They might have misconstrued.
This is being recorded.
It was just that whole aspect of once again bringing around full circle. Just be mindful of what it is that you're doing to your offspring.
All around your offspring, man.
When you're...
Or to yourselves. We always forget about what the woman or the men are doing to themselves. Not just the children, because it all trickles down.
I agree. But as a parent, be mindful what you're doing to your children when you're taking this so-called high road of wanting to, you know, take on these two roles, when in your mind you're being the best parent by quote unquote being both, which I don't agree that that's even possible. When
you're promoting learned behavior,
you're actually hurting the child more than you would be had you went out and found him some type
which now
of male.
Over time, you're right. Which you're now over time, look at the time where we had a whole bunch of families. Now you have a whole bunch of women that are just like, you know what? All I need is my baby, and it's just me and my baby,
and they're fine with it, which is fine too.
You know what I'm saying? Because that is over time, the government being able to take care of women. Women know that if I have a child, I don't need a man because the government is going to take care of me in some sort of way.
Government aside, I mean, you're both right, but to me, how I feel is that if there's no explanation, it's wrong. If a woman feels the way she feels, that you feel that you don't agree with it, but if a woman feels the way she feels, but she explains to her child, look, I was with this man, everything went well, we had you, shit went left, we're not together anymore, and this is the personality that he has, that it just doesn't vibe with the personality that I have, and we're not together anymore. Again, for whatever reason, that explanation, if it's not there, it doesn't give the child the foundation to say that, okay, my father is the way he is, my mother is the way he is, but I'm me because I know both sides.
But
not every child. But not, that's the thing. Not every child knows both sides.
That explanation,
right. even told to them.
Right. That explanation can only come when a child is old enough to even understand that explanation.
Of course.
By that time,
a 5-year-old.
But by that time, behavior has already been set in motion.
Yeah. And it's tying the way he started with this.
But even
that,
then.
The learned behavior also behind that is behind the woman that also decided to say, listen,
okay,
I don't need this guy.
But answer me
this. I'm going to have a child after this guy said, listen, I don't want to have a child with you.
So skipping to
that continued his learned behavior, right, where I don't need you to have this child.
Okay.
I don't need a father. The kid doesn't have a father figure.
Skipping to the child. Is behavior concrete? It is not. It is no. Hold on. Let me finish.
I can't because I don't agree with you in any way, shape, or form.
Listen,
kids are gonna do what you do, not what you say.
You're not dealing with your child as a 20-year-old. You're not dealing with your child as a 30-year-old. And listen, but hold on.
Go ahead.
My point is that a child dealing with something at their teens, their 20s, their 30s, taking into account their experiences, they are not, nobody here is their teenage persona. Nobody here is their 20s persona.
You know what is concrete though, aside from behavior only? Environment as well. Chances are that this woman that has this single child is in an environment that feeds this narrative of
that's
I can do it all by myself with my child.
Behavior
and environment will create concrete
learning. If you're stuck in that hood environment and you don't get out of it, then you're stuck.
But we're talking about the women that did that. So who's
right? Because here,
who's responsible to get out of that?
Right. No, because at the point, no. Because listen, though,
it's a learning experience.
Right.
It's a learning experience.
At that point, what happens here is when scenarios like that happen, most of the time, the child is living with the moms because there's no way they live with the dad custody. But listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So in that scenario, we're talking about that scenario. This is not happening. It's not a broad thing. But then, like, all they're hearing is the mom bashing, the grandma bashing, the aunt bashing. And a lot of times, that's not even the scenario, right? Or even if the baby daddy is a dick, you know, nine times out of ten, they're just like, well, we're going to raise the child ourselves anyway, regardless what happens with, you know, with the daddy, unless he's something beyond. But the majority, the child is hearing and seeing what the mom is, you know.
And it's repeated.
No,
and
you're right. You're and right.
It's repeated.
But that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Because like,
they think it's normal.
No, right. I know.
That's their normal.
I get it. I get it. No, yeah. I listen.
That
guys,
is their normal.
No,
at that
I
point.
Get it. And how we're discussing it, we think it's concrete.
Right.
In a sense, to me, I don't think it is. Because, again, I grew up in a single parent household. Mm-hmm. I was the youngest of three kids. Mm-hmm. I feel the way I feel about my mom. Who raised me. I feel the way I feel about my father, who left and dealt with a whole bunch of situations or whatever. I felt a little bit strongly in my 20s. I felt a little bit differently in my 30s. I felt a little more differently at my 40s because I had the ability, the insight to be introspective about who I am and what I went through. And it changed.
Right.
If you see somebody that can't change, it cements your idea of this is the person of who they are and how they need to be and how they react to things. When a person's personality through the decades is dynamic, it changes. It's not static. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that everybody shifts in their own way at their own time.
That shift, and when your kids are watching it, my friend, is concrete.
That's the reason. Right. No,
that, it but is concrete.
Again,
that is behavior that's learned.
But, when but hold on a second. But then you have those interactions where the father is remorseful. He comes back into their life. He apologizes. He wants to build something
it's
good.
To apologize.
Rather than a father who doesn't. Again, the devil's in the details that we ignore, but we.
What you're talking about is what the concrete that I agree is concrete behavior to the child's reaction to it, to their trauma.
But that's the thing.
Can't, now that's a variable. That's the outlier, bro.
But like,
so
if
I can say the same thing about me.
If it's a variable, then it can always change because it's not concrete.
No. That's not what you're saying. What you're saying is what he said, which is, I'm not going to go back down his rabbit hole, what he said. What he said is very concrete. Your argue is that his wasn't concrete. You double down on what you said, his behavior, what behavior of that father would be concrete. And now I'm saying that that is concrete. What you now differentiated is the behavior from the children, how they reacted from that trauma. Mm-hmm. Who, what that child becomes from that behavior.
From that behavior.
Doesn't mean that what the father or what the mother did or how what the father left, that what that child learned from that wasn't concrete. You became the man that you became because you didn't want to be your father, right?
I may be a different person that I was able to escape that.
Right, but that trauma is concrete to tie to what John was saying. Like,
because it's not reversible at that point.
That is real. That happened to you.
You're right. Everybody's right to a certain extent that there's no script to it, that you can say a whole bunch of things, and there are examples for each and everything.
No, there
and
is.
I hold the hope that somebody who goes through any type of thing with any type of parent, single, together, whatever, that they aim towards the best and that they make it a better for them. Because in this day and age, this is not the 50s. This is not the 20s where you in that fucking day and age. Yeah, it's staying that way.
Yeah, nothing's gonna change.
Yeah, no, but this what. Is yeah. This
you
is
can cheat 20... our ass off though. Right?
Back then, dude.
Look, it's 2022. We have more access to information, and we have a better ability to make better decisions. I hope, but again, it doesn't happen all the time. But there's. You can find different stories where you stay in that lane and you don't move from it,
it's just
or you fucking skyrocket.
Right.
you know.
But he led into saying that we base data on averages. Like that's you can speak of the exception and not the rule, right? Mm-hmm. Like we can speak on it all day. But on average, it's not a statistic where the child performs better with both
parents in the picture than it do as a single parent. You know, it's just, realize, if you don't change
the narrative, then the average is all you're gonna have.
Right, but that's in every scenario. Yeah, you know.
But the averages have changed because of the. The formation of families.
For those
nowadays,
that realize like, it, you're
like the,
right.
The reason behind families, and also like a lot of.
But how many people you see that's still stuck in that thing? Like you know, I'd rather have something that would make me look good in the short term rather than aim for the fucking skies in the long term.
No, yeah, but you're not gonna. That's not the average.
Exactly.
Again, that's not the average. That's why the top 3% are the 3%.
You're right, but if you promote outside of the averages, then the extraordinary becomes the average. That's my point.
Okay, I can see you.
You're speaking of a better world.
You're speaking of a way, like the president. So where does it start?
Where does it start? If it doesn't start within the person who thinks that way, then it's never going to start.
It always starts in small conversations like this, but it also ends in small conversations. We take it someplace else.
It's the realization where I know where he's at. But I know where I want to go and show people that, you know what? You want to stick with the average? Cool.
That's your group.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's a better way.
It's hard when reality hits you every day and what you see is the average. Not every single mother that has a boy can grow up to be LeBron James. He's the anomaly. Mm-hmm. But on average, a single mother with a baby boy that has hoop dreams won't make it to the NBA. That is the reality of the average, as opposed to the anomaly, which is single mother, had LeBron, NBA superstar.
And I understand that.
His story, we're supposed to have that inspiration. We're supposed to like promote his story.
But it's not the average.
So here's my thing with this, right? With all this, you know, Jaden sees like these 30 for 30s and these 60s, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he sees these scenarios where like these athletes, you know, oh yeah, they were in the projects. They're like the seventh child of 17
and they had to walk barefooted
down the block just to get a loaf of bread.
10 miles of school.
I told this nigga, like, let me tell you something. If you ever make it and you start having these interviews, yo, you had a good life. Okay? You had both your parents there. You went to a good school. We gave you money. We had Jordans with it. You have Currys on.
You can never be a rapper.
You can never
have a good life.
Yeah. So that part of the story, that should go straight to like college. Like, there's no middle ground, bro.
It's not hoop or die.
Yeah, bro. This is not happening, bro. So don't. Yo, he even had this. Yo, this is crazy.
Jaden was taking the average.
Bro, right. But Jaden had me rolling one time years ago. How he hits me with the, no, I'm going to tell people I'm from Brooklyn, bro. Like, what? Yo, you came from the
train to Brooklyn.
Yeah, bro. You haven't took a train at all. Like,
all
of a sudden, you know, I'm like, nah, bro. But to sum up all this, at the end of the day, is being dad is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always.
Right? No matter what the scenario is, whether you're with the mother, whether you're not with the mother, whatever, being dad is hard. And then, like, then it comes to, like, you know, we just want our flowers, right? I don't want flowers, really, because they die. But, like, we don't want no acknowledgement. Like, you guys do great, and I'm not. Let me tell you something.
Fuck that.
These moms.
I want to be appreciated for the inspiration I gave my kids.
Right, right.
For the advice I gave my kids.
Right,
and for the support I gave my kids.
Right, right. Like, I don't want to. You just want to be acknowledged.
Yeah,
that's it.
Everybody does.
It's not rocket science. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially because, for the most part, all we acknowledge is the deadbeats, right? to show how it's like day. It's one of these things where like people complain about stuff like whatever I say the management of your building, right? But the moment they do good, they don't call back like, yo, this guy did an exceptional job. You know what I mean? Like, no, they're never gonna call to let you know when you do good. It was always, yo, this building's dirty. Like, what's up with the super? Yeah. Right, you know, so.
Because we think it's what they're supposed to do.
Right, bam, right. And it's like, you just know what you're supposed to do. Not realizing
that's a rut.
That's what I'm saying, because not realizing that we're still learning as we go through in our lives. So, like, all we want is just, you know.
Recognition.
Let
me tell you something.
Ain't much.
Let me ask you guys if you agree or not. Sometimes when I'm going through my life, I'm making my decisions and everything, I still feel like I'm fucking 19.
I can still feel like
I'm in my fucking young 40s.
Right.
Except when I start running.
But yeah.
One flight of steps.
Listen.
Sometimes I don't even feel like I broke fucking 20.
Bro, and it's like, I threw my back out the other day, right? And I swear on everything I love, bro. I thought I got shot. You know, I was touching my back, see, I was bleeding. Like, yo, they shot me. This is what we're doing, guys.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, yo, this is not cool, right? So I was going through the pain the entire weekend. Now I'm better now, but like, you know,
I'm like a big massages.
Bro, yeah. Bro, I went to the doctor. You just caught a spasm. I'm like, nah, man. Like, I died. I died. I came back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if people are like, yo, how old are you? 40. I'm like, no, yeah. I'm a good 40. No, but then when you say that, yeah, I guess.
You're still 40.
Right.
We all suffer from AGE.
Yeah.
We can't, and it sounds like we all suffer from KID too, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Break down the synonym.
I'm at stage four. Stage four.
I'm at stage four AGE right now.
For me, what is AGE?
Age.
Oh, AGE.
No, real quick, getting off this topic, you mentioned something earlier, Mike, right? And I wanted to get your feedback. So you came into the relationship and she has a child.
Mm-hmm.
How's that relationship between you and her child?
Mm. Actually, it's great.
Yeah? That's dope.
It's actually great. She, I don't know if I'm more of like of an authoritative figure than who her father is. I don't really have a relationship with her father. I don't even know how that's going.
Right. Okay, got it.
But she's around me a lot.
Right.
And yeah, it's actually cool. It actually blended really quick. I met her. I mean, I've been talking to this woman for about maybe like 2.5 years. The girl, she's also 6, like my youngest son. Right. Whoa. Right. So I met the girl when she was 3.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So I'm basically like the father.
Right. You've been around.
I am the father figure. So to say that I have 4 kids, basically have 4 kids. I've been raising.
No, that's fucking honorable.
And how she she brought her around you right away, or was something where
right away. I didn't feel comfortable with. I kind of keep it a buck now that we're in a safe space. I kind of started to lose respect for the woman that I was seeing because she brought me around her daughter so fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause you were seeing us like, yo, if her, why was wrong with you? Right.
Right. And then the moment is not
it because she was so comfortable with you?
You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people were bringing this little girl around?
Was it so good with her and so comfortable with her that she was like, here she is?
Hey,
in her mind, probably.
Exactly. I didn't care. That's her daughter. So the same tact that I had with introducing her to my children, I expected the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, subconsciously.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it worked out fine because shit, me and her daughter we're freaking frat. We're like really, really cool. You know what I'm saying? Her and my son are like really, really cool, and things are cool. But still, I do think about that more. Like, there could have been a pause in between me meeting her. Her growing a relationship with me and then saying, this is my daughter.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
No, but that's good because you say that with a smile on your face and other people would have been like,
Because my nigga, I'm happy it worked out. Because my nigga, I'm happy it worked out. This shit could have been crazy. There are two baby moms and a new girlfriend with a new kid.
Yeah.
No, you're a lot of estrogen, bro. She could have been like, here's my daughter, and walked away and be like,
right. In the moment I had to do something for my kids, oh, you not here for me and my daughter?
Right.
Oh, okay, it's me and my daughter, we gone.
Right.
And now my relationship with my new girl is gone. Like, it's a lot to weigh with. Right. And you know what I'm saying?
They don't. A lot of women don't see that type of stress that gets put on men on how to deal with, and it's, yo, you don't know what I'm fucking dealing with.
That's
in my personal space, and then look at everything else.
A lot of that is our personal mind fuck, right? Because it's not, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's not them putting that. A lot of the pressure is us putting it on us.
Because we want it to be so perfect.
Because we need, and we need it to be. Because
well, what did you say before? We need to be men.
Right.
And that's unfair to a lot of us. We really need
to be men, right. And then, which also goes back to Jonathan's point about, you know, like that father figure, right? So, like, more power to you. A single mom and you rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, and we will give you your flowers and we'll give you your praise 100%. Fuck that deadbeat dude. I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? But then when you get that, there's certain things that no matter what, she can't teach him to be a man. She can't teach him if you're uncircumcised, you gotta pull it back when you pee. No, you're not being a buck. No, you can't. Yeah. No, you gotta tell him, like, yo, you gotta
keep it clean.
That.
Keep it clean.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it clean because your shit will get chopped off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't teach you when you're going through your voice changes of this acne stuff. Like, yo, what am I going through? Yo, they can't teach you if, you know, you catch blue balls and you're like, yo, what's going on?
What am I supposed to do?
Yo, dude, my pops, I swear on everything. My pops told me, your nuts hurt. Yo, you ever go to the bathroom and play? I'm like, what? What the fuck are you saying to me? Like, he's like, yo, you gotta let loose. What the fuck you mean, let loose?
I give you.
Then he's like, damn. He told me, like, yo, you gotta need to whack off. Like, yo, you wilding, right? Like, yo, he's telling me this. I'm like 12, 13 years old. I'm like, but he was telling me, no, he was telling me, yo, and he wasn't joking. And then he goes, yo, Tito, rock out. Like, right?
Tell him.
Yo, I give you.
Then my crazy uncle be like, yo, yeah, you gotta wake up. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not taking you serious because you're the joke, you know what I'm saying? So, like, fuck is wrong with you guys? You know what I'm saying? But, bro, there's certain things that honestly, no matter what, now, again,
you can't learn from a woman,
but they won't be able. It's the same thing as vice versa, right?
Of
like, if you're the man raising the daughter on your own, right? Period comes, like, yo, how do you explain?
Exactly.
You can only do it based on
your experiences.
YouTube it, like, yo, you bleeding? Ah, oh, shit, I don't know what kind of path. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then a female be like, yo, I got this. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Because you can only teach based on your experiences. I can't expect you to teach me something that you've never been through.
Right.
So as a woman, you cannot teach a man things that you've never experienced.
Right.
You can't pass something down that you've never learned.
Right. And, bro, real quick, and I'm just asking. I know Oscar has two boys. But I'm wondering, how do you two feel about being, hashtag the girl dad.
I love it.
Girl dad.
Girl dad.
Yeah,
listen, I love it.
Yeah, right.
Every second of it. And I love that my daughter.
On this shit.
No, listen. I love the way things happened. Like the things happened by mistake, but they happened like the adjustment bureau planned.
Right.
Like my daughter, she came out, and now that she's older, she's so fucking mature, and she's able to help me with my other two sons.
Right.
And the fact that she and I like best friends, she'll come to me for anything. That this happened, she FaceTimed me. I know she's not afraid when she messed up. I let her know it's okay to mess up.
Right.
But you gotta know to learn from this.
Right? You're not doing the same mistake over and over.
So she's okay with coming to me for that. Right. Being a girl that, like, I gotta say, after having her, when I've had my two sons, now it's just like, I'm so frustrated at the motherfuckers. Like, yo, why don't y'all motherfuckers listen?
Be like her.
Like her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
talk to me. Talk to me when she hits her fucking teens and you're the worst person in the fucking world.
But here's my thing. I'm priming that already.
Right.
I'm priming that already.
Yeah.
I already, like, my daughter knows that. Is that my that daughter is knows. Prime example. Prime example. They used to listen to hip-hop. My daughter knows that it's okay to make mistakes.
Right.
Mistakes. Not well-calculated shit, thought that you went out with your friends and did some shit, right?
Nah.
Mistakes. My daughter, she was playing with her godbrother. She was doing some, she was playing some ninja shit with her godbrother and broke my new Vizio 60-inch TV. Right? Swung the stick back, right? And broke the TV. Right,
the glass was just like the LED.
Niggas, LCD, LCD. That's it. It's over.
It's broke.
It's over. It's so there's nothing you can
it's
do.
Spinal.
When you turn it on, and it's like the Spider-Man.
I gotta make a call and be like, how much is this gonna cost to fix?
No, no, just put it outside in the front. Yeah, that's it.
Buy a new.
It's over. It's over. When you turn it on, it's like the Spider-Man.
Oh wow.
So when I come in, when she comes with you, I come in and ask her what's wrong. Of course, my son comes out and snitches right away.
Right.
It wasn't me, Dad. Let me tell you that's what happened, right?
That's
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because finally, like, Daddy, it wasn't me. Yeah. Right. Yeah. My son is like, finally, Dad, it wasn't me. Layla did some shit. Let me tell you, right? So, Layla, just my daughter, she comes to me and she's just like, and just starts bawling crying. Right?
She took that out.
And she said, Daddy, like, I was running and I swung the stick back and it happened. And then she locked herself in the room because she thought that I was about to, like, punish her. She thought I was about to take a tablet away. Yeah. She thought it was over.
Yeah,
like, we had a good week. She thought it was over for her. But I came into the room. She didn't want to play with her brothers no more. She didn't want to play with her cousins.
It was their fault.
24-hour lockdown.
She punished herself. So I had to, like, give her a talk. Like, it's okay to make these mistakes, right? It's okay to make these mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, so I say, programming my kids to when they get into their teens, that if they know that they made some mistake, that listen, yo, Pops, I made a mistake. This is what happened. And Pops is going to be the one. They're going to not be afraid to call me because I'm going to bail them the fuck out.
Right.
Like, I'm going to scream at them later, but bail them the fuck out.
Right.
If they did some calculated shit now, at least they can differentiate the difference between now. Dad is going to be mad because I told him that I was going to be home, but I went out with Haley and Bella. Right. And you know what I'm saying? I'm in fucking trouble. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not afraid when she gets into her teens.
No, I can relate to something that happened a long time ago. And that was with my oldest. And because my wife would be like, yo, you spazzing out, they're leaving shit here, they're leaving the seat up, again, they're pissing on the seat, this and that, and you're flipping the fuck out. So my oldest, he sees something on YouTube, and it wasn't age appropriate. Like those cartoon shits that they go fucking
I thought it was watching Pornhub.
In a sense. So my wife sees it, she flips out. He fucking closes, mind you, he's like about maybe 7 or 8. He closes the door, he locks it, he's like, no, I forget what he says, but he flips out. He flips out because of how we, or maybe me, will react to it.
Right.
Open the door, sit down and talk to him, you know, explain it to him. Like, and my wife, she has this face on her like, who the fuck are you? Let me explain. So I sit down with him. I talk to him. I'm like, buddy, there's sometimes people put stuff online that they want kids to see, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Talk to him in the calmest fucking manner. You would think like, I'm fucking David Attenborough talking to him, like I'm talking about
Tim Robbins,
like, you know, smooth and shit, like talking, like explaining to him, blah 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 blah, this and this and that. Buddy, look, I know you didn't you didn't mean to see this, la la la. You just saw cartoons, la la la. My wife looks at me like I'm a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
And then we leave and we talk. She's like, "What the fuck?" She's spazzing out.
Right.
To her credit, because it was her first time dealing with it.
Right.
So it's not to make her seem like she's just fucking going nuts, like how she, like regular. It's not regular. I told her, I said this is a moment in his life. If I was to flip out in the regular way, where if he would leave the dishes here, or he would pee on a seat, or he would do something that's minor, because I live by the belief that these little minor things build up, and when you're an adult, it just makes you a sloppy fucking adult.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
If now, it doesn't get taken.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but with this, that is a defining moment that he sees something he doesn't understand, but that can kind of put him in a sort of position, whether it's sexually or otherwise. This type, it was sexually. I told her, I said, I cannot react to him the way I would if he would leave the toilet seat up or do something like that.
It's a whole different scenario. I can't.
Because that is going to be a defining moment in his personality of how things will be dealt with in this sort of vein.
Right.
Like, I can't do that.
Right.
He needs to be talked to. He needs to understand. Right. He needs to see that his dad is going to listen to him.
Right.
Like, buddy, what happened?
Right.
What did you see? What got you to this point?
Right.
Rather than just react and spaz out and be the angry angry Latin parent everybody sees everywhere, but they don't see what behind closed doors is like, me and Anino, let me talk to you, baby, buddy.
Right.
Let me just la, 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 and all that. And then have the meaningful parent-child conversation that should be had across the board, no matter what the fucking ethnicity you are. And then I told her that, and she's like, and she got it. And I said, look, the small stuff I stress, because it defines them as an adult.
Right.
The other shit, I have to make sure he understands and deal with it that way, because it's gonna damage him as an adult.
Yeah.
And that's the route I take.
Yeah,
no, 100%.
It's not for everybody.
No.
You have to. You got to.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Like you mentioned, I remember one time. Like, I think Albany went to Jay's room when we wake him up, whatever. So fellas, sometimes we wake up and we have a hard on.
Morning wood.
Yeah. Believe it or not, ladies, it's not because we want to smash you.
It's because we got to pee.
It's because we just,
wake up. That's why it has
face down. And, I guess the body feels like, hey, it's being touched. Here we go.
Morning wood. That's
right. Morning wood. That's what it is. So, she lost her mind that Jaden had a wood. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, she's like, oh, I don't know how to deal with that. I'm like, yeah, you're not. It's okay. You're not supposed to deal with it. Like, it's not a thing. Like,
you deal with it by not dealing with it.
First of all, the fact that you're going bonkers over this is bonkers to me. Like,
because
this is
not have three of them.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, this is wild. You know what I mean?
Like, have you not been sleeping with me all these years?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, shit. Oh, I just told you. Like, nah, it's not because I'm always want to get in it. I just wake up like that. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, I got to go now.
Salute.
But yeah, you know, like the whole girl, that thing we was talking about, right? I tell you, if and when, I don't know if you plan to have more, but so, when Kylie came into the picture, is in my head, I was glad I had the boy first, because when a girl came in the picture at the age that she came to, for me, I was young when I had, my first boy. And then the second boy, that was planned. Jaden was planned. And Kylie was planned too. When it was a girl, I was fucking, nervous. Because I was like, great. Somebody's going to break her heart. Somebody's going to fuck
it. I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking fuck. Right? Here I am talking to myself. Facts. You know what I mean? You're going to run to a guy like that was me when I was younger. And he's a fucking fuck. Yep. Like, whatever. And then I remember one of my stops, right? This guy named Kevin, man. Known for a while. But it's crazy. That was like the last time I saw him. It was like God told me, yo, put this K in for yo, and he told me, like, yo, don't worry about that. Don't worry about all that. About boyfriends and stuff. Cause like if you treat them well, they're gonna compare whatever guy they be with to you. Bro, I was like, ooh. That was good. I never saw Kevin again. I was like, Kev was just there to tell me that shit. That was it. That was it.
Bureau.
Right. There you go. That got it. So, like, when Kylie came into the picture, like, even now, I and Jonathan can vouch, like, and Oscar too, like, I treat all of them the same.
Yep.
Jose ain't shit, but Jasmine ain't shit either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
My favorite.
Right.
I say it out loud.
So, like, it's a shit. My wife tells me, yo, you know your favorite's Kylie. It's like, what you mean, my favorite? I treat them all the same. What are you talking about?
She'd be in her feelings, bro.
I'd be worrying about her feelings.
Yeah.
Yo, come here. Jaden be in his feelings. I'm like, dude, man up. Like,
yo, I'm like, please stand up,
son of a bitch. Like, oh, come
my
on.
Number one line, you're like a sucker.
Bro, yeah. I was like, yo, your leg broke. Bro, freak how you feel.
You
split it, but your leg broke last year. You're fine. You know, like, and then Jasmine's like, yo, stop being a wuss, bro. She barely touched you. And then, like, she just start smiling.
That's the thought.
But then, Kylie, yo, she, like I said, she's sensitive. She got like maternal instincts. So like something's wrong, bro. She's like, you know, she'll come to me and cuddle me and shit. And yo, bro, I'll tell you this. This time, you know, you come home from work, rip, right? You know, you're like, oh, fucking work or whatever the case may be. And but you kind of want to stay in that mode at the moment. Like, yo, just leave me alone. Let me ride it out. Kylie has this tendency of just coming to me at the time. And I just want to be mad. And then she comes to me and I start hugging. Like, yo, I become the biggest wuss, bro.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Like, I want to be in my feelings.
Yeah, and I hate you, bro. I want to be in my feelings and I hate the fact that you're here hugging me.
But you can't because you got
to
be
she'll poppy. Go, right, and then she'll go to the refrigerator and get me an icy for no reason. Hey, Daddy, you need an icy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, baby.
Oh, man. Comes back to the moment.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, man, I'd rather be just miserable.
I would have to say that I've been asked a question like, well, how does it feel? Like, you know, you have a son and you have a daughter. Like, yeah, but you must love your daughter more, right? Because it's like more sensitive. And it's, once again, it's one of those things. It's hard to explain because I don't love them the same in the sense of I love them differently, but I love them equally.
Right.
But I don't love them the same. The way that I love my son is not the way I love my daughter. Right. But they get equal love from me, and they also get equal spanking.
Yes.
There's. Believe me when I tell you, they.
Who's older, your daughter or your son?
My son.
Your son is older. Okay. Yeah,
they. The discipline goes the same level on both.
Okay.
So okay. It's.
Yeah, you love them different. I said, okay, I guess I can steal that one from you because I love them the same.
But I love
but my daughter's the favorite. Like, that's the but yeah, but my daughter's my favorite. Like, she's just into me. She's a Scorpio too, so she just, you just there.
Really?
We're both Scorpio. She's born 7 days after me.
God bless you when she becomes a fucking teenager.
No, I'm ready. Yo, that's the thing. You gotta prep them.
I agree.
Listen. Good my mom is a Scorpio. Albania is a Scorpio. Kylie is a Scorpio. And Jane is a Scorpio. Yeah.
Good.
We're the best.
Luck.
Jesus.
But you got
November's,
though.
Right. Yeah, I got the majority of November's.
So, guys, I got a question. As far as looking at your children, experiencing them and taking them all in, and just the whole experience of being a father, having a child, and you couldn't do one without the other. How, whether it's the love or even just appreciation, how does that make you feel towards the other half of your life, whether you're with them or without? Like, what is your thought of that? And
as a man, as a father, when I see my kids, I know that there's no way in hell that I could do this shit by myself with these two little motherfuckers.
God bless.
Because I love them to death, but they are assholes.
Every child is.
Oh, yours too?
And yours too? When I tell you that there is no scenario, there is no Doctor Strange scenario out here.
No portal opening?
Yeah, there's none in this universe that I can do this by myself. I look at my wife and I am so appreciative because these dudes are so bad sometimes that I'm like, nah, I need you here. Like, where you going? Like, nah, you gonna leave me alone with them? Like, look, Don't you close that door. Don't you walk out. I've have a whole new appreciation with my wife, and it just shows me all around that a mother is just placeable, man.
Who is she?
My wife, Naomi. My wife, Naomi Gonzalez.
God bless.
It's just, that's, like I said, it almost hurts to try to even envision that. I can't, and I don't want to.
That sounds so dumb. My wife is whack. She got me going all over the freaking United States, bro. I just want to sleep.
Yo, I'm going to get you a coffin for your birthday.
That's all right. Crazy. She don't know my funeral already.
They just saying she's a Scorpio and it says some shit like that. Yo, you don't think my wife is crazy?
Nah, she's just whack. It's like I said earlier, like, you know, in my scenario, like, you know, I learned still to become what I become as a dad, you know. Now, because of her, you know, her mother, her maternal, you know, ways of being. Real quick, though, like, getting off, leading to that, like, I grew up with my pops in the household. So I didn't know, you know, going to school, like, oh, you're not with your pops? Like, you don't, like, what you mean? Like, so, you know, I didn't understand that. Because everybody in my family, the pops was there. My uncles and my aunts, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, with my pops, it was the 9-to-5 guy, right? Or like the 6-to-4 guy, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the norm, right? Like, going to work. He ain't come back. He didn't look miserable. He just pops being pops. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But growing up, though, it's funny how, like, you know, how things could be the same and different at the same time. My mom's was the, you know, like, bring out the belt, bring out that chancleta. Like, okay, you tripping out, you know. My pops, he was the one that spoke. Like, he'll sit down with me. I swear on everything I love, I'd rather my mom spank the shit out of me, bro.
Then listen to what your dad said.
What? Bro, and it wasn't necessarily, he didn't scream. He didn't yell, you know, like, I mean, he asserted himself, but, you know, he made you think, like, what were you thinking when you doing this? And I'm like, fuck, I'm a dumb fuck. I don't know what I was thinking.
You know what?
You know what? Yeah, your son is dumb. Because I really have no idea.
That approval.
Yeah, so he's like, yo, so.
And to feel like you didn't have it or you let him.
Yeah, yeah, right. Way. It's like, yo, it's almost it like, was more I'm painful. Not mad at you, but I'm disappointed in you. Yeah, my mom shook me off the bell, you know, but, you know, but then my pops said, oh, and I'm telling your pops, like, no, hit me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because he'll have me sit down on the sofa, we'll have this conversation eye to eye, and I didn't want to look him in the eye. Bro, and then, don't get me wrong, I didn't do shit like, you know, like, oh, something OD, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's, oh, I accidentally hit my sister. Oh, or maybe I hit my sister thinking, like, yo, you wild out. I'll punch in your face. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, why would you do that to her?
Yeah.
You know? It's your sister. You're supposed to protect her. I was like, God damn it, you're right.
Yeah, you're like, a sucker for hitting girls.
Yeah.
Like, you hit girls now?
Oh, shit, I'm a hurt. Yeah. This is what we're doing.
I think you're finding the most roundabout way to just not give your wife credit.
Yo, no. I give her credit. She knows I give her mad credit. It's just, I like the bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, the reason I mentioned my pops, because, you know, I was privileged to, you know, being living with him, you know what I'm saying? Ups and downs, of course, you know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you this, bro, the one part I was like, damn, I really messed up, right? Was when I found out that Jose's mom was pregnant, right? So I was like, shit. So my first reaction is like, my mom, right? Because, you know, because usually the boys relate to the moms, no, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, shit, y'all went to my mom's job at the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was so, like, I wanted to get this out the way that I'm going to meet you at your job to let you know what's going on. And she wasn't there anyway. So I told her, you know, she was in her feelings. And then she's like, yeah, so now we got to tell your pops. I'm like,
no.
No, I'm going to do
that. I told you, so you go.
I can leave the house and you let him know what's going on.
The purpose.
Yeah, like, come on, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, stick to the game plan. Bro, and I tell you this.
Page.
Yo, and I tell you this. I never forget this, bro. We're in the room. My pops is in the living room. He dozed off real quick because he's going to go to the barbershop. I never forget this. My mom was like, "Yo, you ready? I'll be with you. You know, when you tell them, you don't feel uncomfortable." I was like, "All right, mom, cool." Yo, we walked to the living room, bro. And as I'm sitting down, my mom walks straight to the bathroom. Yeah, as if like, nigga, you're on your own. And I'm like, yo. And I remember when I told him, yo, he didn't even look at me out of the eye. He was just looking at the ceiling. And he's like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I remember, bro, all he said, I swear on everything I love, was like, "Yo, you know, sex could be so, you know, so simple and so, you know, easy to do." And it's just like, then he paused and left the house, bro. I'm like, yo, I broke him. I was like, I broke my dad.
I'm a fucking grandfather.
I'm old. Right. I think that pity, it just hit him there. Like, hey, you know, right, what? Like, he needs a break. And he walked out the house. Bro, I really thought, like, yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah, I disappointed
him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's what happened when he hit him, that, oh, I'm going to be a grandpa. Like,
yeah,
I think I'm still in my 30s. You fucking, you know, with my whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking be a grandpa, bro? Like, I'm 39. What's wrong with you? Like, let me.
Yo, and, man, think about it. 39.
Yeah,
right,
so that's why he's like, I can imagine.
Imagine that. Jose came to
what?
You right now.
What, bro? I'm like, a grandpa, nigga. I'm going through shit with gray hairs, and I'm like, no, I can't deal with it.
You call me a grandpa, you a just grandpa? Had freaking Jasmine.
Yeah, that's wild, man. You don't have me and a grandpa and her in kindergarten. Like, that's wild, bro. That is crazy, man.
Damn. Wait, you asked a question. You did.
Real quick, Mike. Yeah, shouts out to my wife.
Yeah.
She makes me a better dad.
Good save. Good save,
babe. Yeah.
I guess to land the plane. I know my situation is not yours.
Right.
My situation is not yours, but I will say how do I find time to appreciate them? I mean, I just try to hold up my end of the bargain.
That's all we can do.
You know, like, honestly, I'm not with them. I don't have any obligation to them anymore. I want them to be able to grow and be themselves and have their own relationships. And I don't want any ties to it at all, because I don't want them to ask me questions.
But you're in a good co-parenting space. Are you?
And a half.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
as much as you can be.
Yeah. And a half, you know, women will be women. And, you know, at times when their emotions are touched, decisions that may be made can be changed based on those emotions, you know, right then and there. You don't know why, but it just happens. So the best thing that you can do,
I'll tell you why.
It's like I said, it's just, we know why, but we're trying to keep it politically correct.
I said that out loud?
Yeah, but I do appreciate them. I do appreciate them because they're taking the punches. They're with them every day, you know, and they're dealing with the emotions while I get to come in and swoop in on the weekends, on days that I pick them up and just spend money and spend time with them, which I do agree, and which I tying right there. Look how full circle is what my dad did, right? Is what the best that he could do, which I still look at my dad as one of the best guys ever. Like, he was still cool because he spent the time that he could. I saw his effort as a kid. As a kid, I saw his effort, and when I was with my dad, I was with him. He didn't have no distractions. It wasn't nothing else. And I try to do the same thing when I'm with my kids. That's all I can really do right now, man.
Full disclosure. So, me and Mike were teammates in high school, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, right? Mm-hmm. There was a moment where Mike wasn't in practice, right? Okay. I was like, the fuck is Mike at? And it was like, yo, he failed the class and his pops wasn't having it. I was like, you wildin', we need him this weekend.
That was my Uncle Leon.
It was him? Okay, cool. All right, that's what I said. Like, yo, because by the time I hit the locker room, it was like, his pops didn't tolerate nothing. Yeah. I'm like, but now I'm glad he said
it was. Yeah, it was my Uncle Leon. My Uncle Leon was your coach. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Leon, my mother found my Uncle Leon. Well, didn't have to find my Uncle Leon, but my Uncle Leon just kind of stepped into that. You know, so while my dad was gone. And yeah, like he said, there was one game Mike couldn't play because I didn't. Because it was compounded. It was compounded, and my mother finally said she didn't know what to do.
Right.
I was playing football. So, like, from freshman year to sophomore year, it was a huge growth spurt. I was in the gym. I was looking crazy now. Right, you know what I'm saying? So my mother didn't know what to do. How do you do that as a kid? Creatine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm eating creatine. It's
fucking Reggie's creatine.
You know what I'm saying?
And it goes to Jonathan's point about, you know, hopefully having to seek out somebody who can help you
That was my Uncle Leon.
Nah, and with that, it's like Jonathan said, seeking out, but at the same time, them dudes coming in. You know what I'm saying? Because
they have to give
out. They come in with the, yo, come here, let me talk to you. Or like, let me, you know, play that father role sometimes unconsciously. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes it's like, yo, like, I see the scenario. And you need to do it in your life, bro, because like I said earlier, regardless of what happens, there's certain things, you know, a female can't help, a young man here in America, a young colored man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's which is a whole different, you know, that's a different podcast. Yeah,
exactly. And on my part is that with RG, like, I'm very appreciative of all the time. She's, even though she's super busy with her career, it's rough. Because she gives as much time as she can, and I'm in the same space as with Jonathan, where I couldn't do it without her. But then I'm in the same space as you are, Jose, where it's, I got this. Like, I got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you wanna? Yeah, go ahead. Like, I'm good. Like, I'll deal with it.
Right.
I'm definitely very appreciative, and the only reason why I pose that question is because we don't know how strong we are until we know the strength that we have around us. And if we know we could keep pace with that strength, we know we're good.
I just want to say, like, why can't it just acknowledge that we're the shit? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna fight you.
They have fucking ego.
Nah, it's a fucking ego.
But we you know, as men, we do our best. I just want to shine light on areas that don't get enough sunshine. Yeah. And I definitely want to thank you guys for being here. I appreciate every single fact, opinion, insight that you guys have given this podcast. And this, I think this was the best one yet, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you for making another stellar episode of FYI I Am Damaged. I'm Oscar, host of FYI I Am Damaged. Thank you again for listening. Glad we're able to make your night.
Thank you for having us, man. I appreciate you, and I think we need more platforms like this. We need more spaces like this where we can just disengage from what's politically correct and just say how we feel. And like you said earlier, get the conversation started.
Right.
Yeah, I think, like, even from the first episode I did with you, you know, I said it then and there, like, yo, I think this thing is dope. Platforms like this is needed, especially, like, again, I'm not trying to make the whole thing about guys, but, you know, right here, right now, it's us guys on it. Right. And our thing is like, sometimes we have this stigma, like, we can't talk to each other about shit, right? No, not, you know, about sensitive stuff or, like, whatever the case may be, you know. Like, you know, we need more conversations like this, you know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes you may be thinking, oh, why am I going through this? And it's like, nah, bro, you got four other bros that's going through the same thing.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I think, again, this platform is dope. This is more of a lighter note in terms of, like, you know, in terms of fatherhood and stuff like that. And I don't think other people have conversations like this in public about fatherhood, bro.
They don't.
But
they need to,
which is needed. Yeah, and then you know, and I'm almost proud of being this episode because you know, again, it's my second one with you, and you know, drinks is always on deck. Not
You're welcome.
But this is dope. For sure.
Nah, appreciate it. Nah, Oscar, really, John, Jose, for real, having me here. This being able to do this. We always talk about the barbershop and talk being able to talk vulnerable, facts. Right? Those days are gone due to cancel culture. The moment we say something, we really don't have the voice to really say it, right? You know what I'm saying? But having platforms like this is important for men to be able, for mental health, for us, you know, to be able to just, honestly, like, we do need a place again where men can just be men and just talk again and without any prejudice. You know what I'm saying? So, appreciate this, Oscar, for real.
I honestly, and I'll float this to you guys later, I would love to have this, like, once a month. And we'll discuss. This is fucking
shooting the shit about life.
I fucking love it. This was totally unexpected. This was definitely off the cuff. Mike, you coming in at the last minute was amazing, and I appreciate everything. Jonathan, I appreciate your views. I get everything you say, and all good. Everybody, you say whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. You know, I appreciate everybody's views, and everybody can say what they say because of how they feel it. I want all views. Jose, keep doing what you're doing, man. Thank you again. You're fucking FYI alumni.
I mean, you know, like if anybody's damaged, okay, it's definitely me.
So, thank you very much, and. Once again, Oscar signing off. FYI, I am damaged.
Jonathan, FYI, I am damaged.
Jose, I'm all types of fucked up. Of course I'm damaged.
And this is Mike Barber. Yes, I am damaged.
All right, thank you guys again. I know this was a long episode, but you know what? I'm glad you
pushed through. He's going to edit it. We'll break it down.
I'll barely edit it. But thank you for pushing through. Thank you for enjoying this wonderful conversation. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Happy Father's Day, fellas. Happy Father's Day.
Yes, happy Father's
Day. To everyone out there. All the fathers.
To all the fathers.
All the fathers.
Happy Father's
Day. It's our day, Father's Day. Okay. All right, females, single females, we get it. You know, y'all did it last month. Y'all could have done it twice last month.
Fathers. Happy Father's Day to all. Thank you very much. And glad you enjoyed Glad you enjoyed this episode. Thank you again, and take care. Love you all. Goodbye. Yeah.